Thank you for calling XBL Logistics. My name is Sandra. How may I assist you today?
Hi. Okay.
I'm sorry, Jose, you're breaking in and out.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now. Can I have that order number for you?
It's 06, B as in boy, 15324.
Okay, that's 06, Bravo, 15324.
Yeah.
Thank you. Let me flash on the repo. I'll pull up that account for you.
Okay.
Thank you for honing for me. Can you verify the name and address on that account?
It's Jennifer, 113 Celeste Court, Brooklyn, New York, 11229.
Thank you. Shows this is a Home Depot order. How can I assist you today?
So I was just calling because we just completed the AC install. However, now that we turned it on to make sure it works fine, it's basically defective. I don't know if you'll be able to hear it, but I'm just going to start it up so you can, you know, hear it. It's not going to do with the installation. You don't mind.
Okay, now you're stating, you don't have to start it up for me. I don't need to hear. I'm not a technician, so I wouldn't know what I was listening to anyway. Now you're stating the item is defective?
Yeah, I mean, it sounds like somebody's cutting the grass.
If somebody's doing what?
Somebody's cutting the grass outside.
Oh, it has a loud noise?
Yeah, it's really loud.
Oh, okay.
And the thing is, it hesitates to start in terms of the fan.
Okay, and it hesitates to start.
Mm-hmm.
So you're going to leave it installed in the customer?
Well, yeah, I mean, it's installed, but being that they get the exchange, you know, we don't up or take things back from Home Depot, so they have to wait till the new one comes in order to do that.
Okay, let me place you on the brief hold, and I can get a customer a call to verify the information. Hold on just 1 second for me.
She's just going to call you to verify.